Gemara tells us in Maseches Erechin, Al Shiva Dvarim, the Goyim Boyin, there are seven Averois which can precipitate, which can bring about a case of Taras, one of which, of course, is Loshon Hara, a person who speaks negatively about his friend. And the Gemara continues that Mida Keneged Mida, the Tahara process of the Mitzvah, entails that the person, the Mitzvah, must live isolated outside of the Machane Yisrael, because who Hivdil Ben Ish L'Reyehu, he isolated this person from the rest of the community by speaking negatively about him. So too, the Mitzvah, Mida Keneged Mida, is isolated from the Machane Yisrael and must live outside of the camp of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara continues that that's why he also has to bring a carbon of birds, because who Asa Maisa Petit, he did an act of chirping about speaking about his friends, so he also has to bring a carbon of birds, which continue to chirp and talk and make noise constantly. And it sounds like the implication is that when he completes this Tahara process, he lives outside of the Machane Yisrael, and he brings his carbon of Oifos, that he has somehow achieved the Kapara, for the chait, for the aveira of speaking Lashon Hara about his friend. However, this is difficult, because the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yuma that even Yom HaKippurim, that can be mechaper for so many different averas, cannot be mechaper for an avera that's bein adam lechaveroi, such as Lashon Hara. In order to achieve a kapara for bein adam lechaveroi, you have to be meratz es chaveroi, you have to ask mechila. So what then does he seek to accomplish by the tahara process of the mitzvah, by living mechutz l'machane and bringing the carbon of oifos? It's such a similar kasha in the pasuk in this week's parasha of Yom Harois Boy. The pasuk says that on the day that the kohen will see the neged tzaras, and Rashi quotes from the Medrash that there are days, yesh yomim shat haroya, there are days that you look at a neged tzaras, and there are also days that you don't look at a neged tzaras. What are the days you're not supposed to look at the neged tzaras? Rashi quotes from the Medrash that a chosen during Shivis Yimei HaMishter, we don't look at his neged tzaras. We give him a reprieve till after Shever Brachas is over. So on the day you don't look. However, the Kozhik Lover asks in a Sefer Eretz Tzvi, how is it that the Chassan has a Neged Taras in the first place? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Moed Katan that a Chassan receives a Kapara for all of his Averas on the day of the Chuppah. How does he have a Neged Taras then? And the Imrayemis explains that it's because the day of the Chuppah he receives Masavainas, but it doesn't work for Bein Adam L'Chaver, it only works for Bein Adam L'Malkam, just like Yom HaKippurim. But in order to achieve a Kapara for Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, Yom HaKippurim doesn't help, the day of the Chuppah doesn't help. The only way to achieve a Kapara is by asking Mechila. And it could be a person not even allowed to ask Mechila when it comes to Lashon Hara. The famous Maizel, when Chavetz Chaim was printing the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, he approached Rabbi Yisrael Salanter for a Haskama to his Sefer, and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter refused to give him a Haskama, because it says in the Sefer Chavetz Chaim that if a person speaks Lashon Hara about his friend, he's supposed to ask Mechila. And if Yisrael Salanter held, you have no right to ask Mechila for speaking Lashon Hara. Why do you want to ask Mechila for speaking Lashon Hara? Because you can't sleep. Your conscience is bothering you. So in order to ease your conscience, what do? You confess. So you go over to your friend and you ask Mechila. But now, the person you spoke about is going to be distressed. Now he's not going to be able to sleep. Oh yeah, who'd you tell? Who did that person tell? How far is it spread? Now he's not going to be able to sleep. So to ease your conscience, you cause him to be distressed. You have no right to ask Mechila, says Yisrael Salanter. So it could be you can never achieve a kapara for speaking Lashon Hara. That's part of the disaster, the catastrophe of speaking Lashon Hara in the first place. It could be you can't achieve a kapara for speaking Lashon Hara. So then what then is the whole purpose of the Tahara process of the Mitzvah, bringing the carbon oifos and living in Chutz L'Machane Yisrael? He can't achieve a kapara until he asks Mechila anyway. And it could be he can't even ask Mechila. So in fact, the Al-Sheikh explains in the Sefer Taras Moshe that the whole purpose of the Tahara process of the Mitzvah is not in order to achieve a kapara for the chait of Lashon Hara. Rather, it's all a wake-up call. It's a musar shmuz to the mitzvah. It's someone who's coming to tap him on the shoulder and say, it's time to change. That's what the tahara process of the mitzvah is. Go live mechutz l'machane, bring a carbon of oifos, of birds, recognize that you did something wrong, and it's time to change, it's time to improve. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky adds in a sefer Emes L'Yaakov here, he says, how does a person get a neged tzaras in the first place? You get it because you have a slight discoloration of the skin in one spot with a white hair. So he says, why would you go to a kohen to ask him about the neged tzaras? Just pull out the white hair. People pull out white hairs all the time. Well, that's a different reason. So pull out the white hair. So Rabbi Yaakov says, why would you ever get a neged tzaras? It only becomes a neged tzaras when the kohen sees it. So why don't you pull it out? So Rabbi Yaakov says, you're right. It's for your own benefit, though. It's for your benefit. You don't want to have it, though. You don't want to listen to the Muzer Shmuz. Don't listen to the Muzer Shmuz. Rabbi Yaakov says, it's for your benefit. The pasuk says, V'hinei nirpa nega hatzaras min hatzarua. The tzaras has been healed from the tzarua. So the Medrash, the Teres Kainim, asks, why does it say min hatzarua? Of course it's been healed from the mitzaira. Who else has it been healed from? And the answer could be no. It's coming to teach us, it's up to you if you want to be healed. If you don't want to be healed, you don't listen to the drasha, don't listen to the drasha. They say, what's the difference between chsidish rebbe and litvish rav? They say, chsidish rebbe, when he speaks, everyone in the audience thinks that the rebbe is talking to me. Oh. When a litvish rav gives a drasha, he gives a musa shmuz, everyone thinks in the audience that the rav is talking to Yenim, that he's talking to somebody else. It's like, ah, take that. He's talking to you, not talking to me. You don't listen to the drasha? Don't listen to the drasha. So too here, the tzara says, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, it's a musa shmuz, it's a wake-up call. And it's up to us if we want to listen. Could be that that's why if the whole person turns white, so then he's tahar. So the Nitziv asks in his Hei Megdover, that's counterintuitive. If you have one spot in the body that's white, or with a discolored, with a white hair, then it's tamei. If the whole body is white, with all white hair, then he's tahar. Why? So he explains that it's because at that point you can't ignore the tzaras. It's not that you don't have anything wrong. You do have something wrong. But if the only way you're supposed to realize that you have something wrong is by going to live in Chutz L'machna and bringing the carbon office. When the whole person turns white, and all of his hair is white, so then the alarm bells are ringing, now there's no way he could possibly ignore the message. That's why I'm Kula Hafach Lav and Toru. So the whole Tyra process of the Mitzvah is in order to give him a wake-up call, to tell him and to indicate to him that it's time to change. It's time to improve. And that sometimes, that realization, is sometimes the most difficult stage of tshuva. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Avodah Zarah, the famous Maase of Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya. Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya, as we know, went to all the different Zionists in the world until some sort of complicated sequence of events occurred, and he realized that it was time to change. But he didn't know how to do tshuva, so the Gemara says he went to the Shamayim Va'aretz to ask them how to do tshuva. And Shamayim Va'aretz said to him, I'm sorry, we can't help you do tshuva, we have to worry about ourselves. Then he turns to the Shemesh V'Yareach, to the sun and the moon, and asks them, how should I do tshuva? And again, they told him, we can't help you, we have to worry about ourselves. Then he goes to the Kochavim and the Mazalois, and he tells them, how should I do tshuva? Again, we can't help you, we have to worry about ourselves. Until he doesn't know what else to do, so he puts his head in between his knees, and he sobs. And he cries, until Yatza Nishmasa, he passes away, and then a baskal emanates from Shamayim, and declares that Harav, Rebbe Elazar ben Dordaya, he got smicha, was summoned to Olam Haba. And upon hearing this, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rebbe cries, and he says, Yesh kano ilama b'sha achas, v'yesh kano ilama b'kam ashanim. Takes some people many years to earn their chelek in olam haba, and Rebbe Elazar ben Dordaya got smicha, and he earned his chelek in olam haba in one moment. Beautiful, very nice story. But the Mezrit Ramagid asks, what did Rebbe Elazar ben Dordaya do? He cried. Okay, shkoyach, he cried. He didn't do tshuva yet. No charata, no azidah sachet, no kabbalah la'asid, no vidoy. He didn't do any tshuva. Why then did he get tzmicha? Why did he was a kind of chelik in olam haba? He didn't know what to do, so he cried. Okay, it seems like a cop-out. He didn't do tshuva. It's much harder to do tshuva. He sat and he cried. What did he do? Says the Mezrit Ramagid, what he did was, he realized it was time to change. He didn't know how to implement that. But just coming to the realization that it's time to change is sometimes so difficult. And that is exactly what the zechus of Rebbe Elazar ben Dordaya was, and why he was kaino elamo b'shachas, because he knew it was time to change. Now everything around us, we're reading Sarah, the parasha of Tazriya Mitzrayah for 2 weeks over here. We have this wake-up call for 2 weeks. It's spring outside. Everything is beginning to change. Chodesh Nissan is upon us. The new Jewish calendar year is beginning. Where it's the first of the month. Chodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodesh, and we've gotten our time back with the Bialim over our time. Things are changing around us. And I believe that this is also a kind of a wake-up call to us as well, that it's time to change, it's time to improve, and we can all do better.